For this exercise, I'm going to propose something a little different. And that is that, granted, you live in a city where there is some traffic and noise and the din of people talking and moving and walking and glasses clinking, that you go somewhere where there is this kind of sound. And other ideas would be a cafe, you go have a cup of tea or even a glass of wine, or somewhere where you can be alone but still have the bustle and hustle of the city around you. And to sit there and to actually take these principles that we've been working with of scanning into this kind of environment. And the importance of this is because we don't just sit still and quiet in silence on our own for the bulk of the day. And this is what monks and meditators did in the past. They had this silence and this capacity to be really present with themselves, but there wasn't this distraction of noise and hustle and bustle. But for us, we have these distractions, and we're often in a very sensory-rich environment, and there's a tendency for us to tune out of our body and only tune into that that's around us. And it can overwhelm us to the point where we shut down sensing ourselves. Now, of course, if a loud ambulance goes by that's really loud, then yes, I do encourage, when that happens, to plug your ears, because that is a fairly piercing sound. But if it's just general traffic and passing bys of people and their daily chit-chat, that sound isn't very harmful. So sometime this week, can you make a date with yourself to go have that cup of tea or sit somewhere that's a little more busy, and to sit and to scan yourself, to scan your breathing, to scan the sensations in your body, how you press against the chair or the bench that you might be sitting in. I will encourage you to not read or do any writing or any computer work, to shut your phone off for 10 minutes, or maybe you might need to set a timer, but to really just sink into the environment and to the stimulus that's around you while noticing yourself, noticing the pressures of your body against the environment, how you breathe, the capacity to look around and see things, to smile if you see kids playing, or the wisdom of an elderly person walking by, or maybe compassion if you see someone who might be in a bit of pain, and to just tune into yourself in this stimulus-rich environment that we all usually live in. And to give this a try, and to encourage you to bring this into your body just when you're walking down the street even. So give it a go, see how this might be. You may already do this already, but do it with attention and do it with an awareness to the fact that you're actually doing that. And then record any interesting observations that might have come up in your journal.